This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Coaching is the subject of our visit for today. Jonathan and Felix started talking together about this last week at this time, and they're back to talk some more about coaching. Felix actually wrote something from his heart about that subject of coaching, so we'll let him begin by sharing that with us, and then he and Jonathan will dig a little deeper into the subject of what coaching is and what it can do. Okay, Felix?
Coaching. I read about old times. I dream. Sons take over the work of their fathers, the family business, an initiation into manhood, adulthood, passing on of traditions, skills, father-son relationship. I read about Olympic Games, I dream. Athletes practice, train heart, strength, weakness, wellness, assessment, training, improvement, new assessment, as a team, with a coach-athlete relationship. I live in Asia. I see Christian workers under leadership, in teams, alone, often lost between vision and reality, control and freedom, necessities and desires, individualism and the hope for close relationships. Is there someone who can see the world through my eyes? Is there someone who is for me? Is there someone interested in who I actually am? Sick of seminars and upfront teaching. Sick of being left alone for personal application. Sick of authority structures. Sick of just me and God. Sick of standardized accountability meetings. Sick of tensions and conflicts. Oh, how I wish having someone who walked in my shoes, who came alongside to learn about me, who knows the rules, the game, and its challenges. But I want more than encouragement, teaching, or a pat on my shoulder. I want coaching. Tailor-made training, performance assessment, reality checks, assessment of my potential, team potential, risks, body, mind, spirit, holistic, work-life balance, goal setting and celebration, brainstorming, truth-telling, someone who stands at the sideline, just like in sports, someone who is for me. Looks like in Christian work, we have the people back home and in our home churches who don't really understand our life. Short-term teams who don't really understand our life, visitors who don't really understand our life, and leaders and teammates who don't really understand our life. We need coaching in Christian work. There are some good resources out there, but we actually need people, coaches who stand on the sidelines, rejoice with us when we win, and cry with us when we lose, without any other agenda than my life and performance. There are some really good ones. And more are coming.
That is a poem written and read by Felix Holland on coaching. Thank you very much for joining us today, Felix. I sat there and listened to that, and my mind was racing. I mean, I've been there. I'm there now in many ways, in probably different areas than other people. But I think all of us can relate to this and the need of coaching. Yeah. There's resources there. But we're not utilizing them, or they're not in the right place, and all those questions that go about. We've been looking at coaching. Last week, we kind of described a little bit about coaching, looking at learning styles, the acronym VARC, visual learners, auditory learners, reading and writing learners, and kinesthetic learners, those that live through experience and learn through experience. What are some of the things you want to look at coaching today?
Last time we looked at the learning styles, how people sit behind their desk listening to someone speak who doesn't really speak to the person. So he doesn't really learn. In addition to this, there is the attention span. You sit for 4 hours in the morning and for 4 hours in the afternoon and you listen to someone in a seminar.
Or you're supposed to. You're normally asleep in the second hour.
Yeah. Now you have Wi-Fi, you have wireless LAN, yeah. and you surf the internet while the person speaks. I don't know what you do, but I fall asleep, or sometimes I listen when it's really good and you have a good motivational speaker. But the efficiency of something like this is very low. And then in addition to this, you have communication in words. is only perceived, I think, as 20%, 17 or 20%. So what you listen is not just words, but it's also the body, the tone of the voice, and the whole atmosphere that you listen to as a listener in a classroom. So it's only 20% that you really hear. How do you explain this?
You can't really. It's just something that seems to happen. I mean, there's so much distractions in the world. There's distractions, whatever we're doing. But you feel that coaching is a better way of training people.
Definitely, yes. There is a movement of mentoring, a movement of discipleship. And I have a friend who started this organization, Walking in Their Shoes. I think Walking in Their Shoes is more close to a coaching concept than mentoring and discipleship.
So mentoring and discipleship tend to be more of a long-term partnership, whereas coaching, somebody can come in, do something in a smaller period of time, maybe 4 or 5 sessions. Is that kind of the difference between coaching and mentoring?
Yeah, coaching is more performance-oriented. So you have issues in your work, and you have a coach who helps you deal with those issues in your work. Mentoring and discipleship is more close in the way of your spiritual growth and your theology and how you relate to God, etc.
Okay.
I like movies a lot. And so this model of coaching, you have a lot in movies. Look at The Matrix. Many of you know Matrix, Neo, and Mr. Anderson. When he first meets Morpheus, he's being trained by Morpheus. So you have a training situation. How is the training happening? It's a coaching relationship between Neo and Morpheus. Neo doesn't sit behind a desk, listens to Morpheus teach. It's a very kinesthetic way of learning, a very experimental way of learning. And then they all, as a team, go together into the Matrix and have their first assignment. They learn. Neo faces his challenges close to death even and learns how the Matrix works and how Morpheus works in his team.
Now, there's another movie that you also like, and that's a golfing movie.
Golfing movie, Bagger Vance. Yeah. And Bagger Vance is a coach.
He's a caddy.
A caddy.
Okay, but a coach. He becomes a coach. But it's a golfer who loses his swing. He can't find his swing. He quits golfing. And a caddy comes along who helps him find his swing.
The golfer loses his swing because he loses a major golf tournament. And then he goes into alcoholism and loses his girlfriend, like the typical Hollywood movie story. And then a Bagger Vance comes along, sort of a symbol of the Holy Spirit, a symbol of God. You can interpret a lot into this, but he helps the golfer to find his swing, the one that was given to him when he came into his world. That's a quote out of the movie. And so I think a lot about my own life. What do I have that was given to me when I came into this world? Who is there to help me discover this? My strength, my potential, my gifting, and how do I apply this potential into my work, into my tasks, my challenges? And this golfing movie is just great. He really helps, he motivates, encourages him, he pushes him, sometimes almost to the limit. I can't, you can. No, I can't, you can. Try, trust me. And so it's just very motivating, very inspiring.
So coaching, in some extent, is helping an individual find their abilities, their giftings, but it's also how they work and operate in a wider environment in their team. Bagger Vance is very much of the individual, self-confidence, learning what his abilities are, working within himself from the encouragement of a coach. The Matrix is an individual learning who he is and what he is and what his skills are, but then also how those skills work in a wider team.
That's right. And it also relates to a goal.
Okay.
Neo's goal is to save the world. The golfer's goal is to win the tournament. So both need coaching to reach this goal, but both are very insecure where they are at right now.
We've come to the end of our time slot here on coaching and different styles of coaching and where coaching can be used. What we would like to do is have you join us again next week. Felix, thank you very much for joining us, and we will carry on looking at coaching and different areas that coaching can be used with an individual.
Okay, Jonathan and Felix, thanks again.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.